Hey, good morning. This is Pastor John here with this week's 10 at 10 on Wednesday. Haven't been with you a couple weeks, Sarah. Sarah taught last week, and man, she just did an incredible job. And so we are here this week, and I'm excited to share some things with you. I know some of you tell me you watch this later on in the day or in the evening. And this week we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 8. And for those who are joining on, just want you to click on but go look at Romans chapter 8. I'm going to share a couple things from Romans chapter 8. Before we do, two things I just want to tell you about is this Sunday, I'll be here this Sunday at church. And then early or Monday, I'm flying out to Mexico for a few weeks with Brother Yurton. And so be praying for us there for that. Just believing God's going to do some really amazing stuff there. And on Sundays, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, I think it's like August 2nd, if I believe, Sarah is going to be teaching that Sunday. And then the following Sunday, Danny Kidd is going to be sharing. And I would bet money he's going to be preaching on faith because that's what he does. And it's awesome and love his transformation in his life. And then I'll be back right after that, later in that week. And for the 10 at 10s, what's going to happen is I'll be sharing today, of course. And then the next couple of weeks, Sarah is going to be back on sharing some things. So it's going to be really good. And I know what happens, man. I know what happens. Y'all gonna hear Sarah teach, and we want Sarah, and I don't blame you because she's amazing. She's amazing in how she articulates stuff and the heart in which she shares, and she is she's an amazing wife. She's an amazing woman of God, and we are blessed to have her teach on not only from the pulpit but also on 10 at 10s. So hopefully you're having a good week. I'm gonna pray, and then after I pray, I've got my little clock here. And now I'm not going to do this on Sunday mornings, so don't get crazy. Don't get crazy. But for the 10 at 10, I want to keep it, the teaching time towards 10 minutes. So I've got my clock here. I'm going to set my alarm. So when the alarm goes off, I'm going to kind of shut her down and end it in prayer. I'm not going to start doing a shot clock on preaching on Sunday, so don't even worry about that. But I'm going to do that for me on the 10 at 10. So let's pray. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 8. We'll pray and we'll get started. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. I thank you for every family and every person watching. I speak peace, not only this house, but peace upon their house. And Father, give us a passion and hunger for your word. Give us a desire, an ever-increasing desire to hear and follow your spirit. And may the word and the life of Christ leap off the page into our hearts and our minds, give us revelation and give us a passion and a vision for an obedient life. And that your goodness will just overflow in our life. So help us, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. And the shot clock is started, 10 minutes. What I want you to do is look in Romans chapter 8. Hopefully you've read the whole chapter. I told you to on Sunday. If not, you can read the whole chapter this week and look at some of the stuff. I want to draw your attention to just a couple things, because today we're going to talk about walking in the Spirit. And so Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now. So somebody say now, right now. Now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So in this whole chapter, what's going to happen is the Spirit of God is showing us what it means to walk in the Spirit. And it's showing us a contrast. We can walk in the flesh, or we can walk in the Spirit. We can walk in who we used to be and continue to walk according to our old mindset, or we can walk in the new mindset that has come to us through Christ. And that's why Jesus, when he came and he preached to people saying, repent, change the way you think, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Meaning within your reach is a new way of living and a new way of thinking, a higher way, the King's way, a spirit way. And so the flesh, for everyone who believes in Christ, the flesh is who we were. The spirit is who we are. And so our flesh is our old mindset, or the you know, and some people wrestle with, do we have two natures and stuff? And some say we just have one nature, and some say we have two natures. And without getting into that argument, let me just say that when you are born again in Christ, you become a new creation. You have a new identity. All things have become new. And in your spirit, you are a new creation. The Bible says you are one spirit with God in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. So there's a new you in you. You have a new identity. But then walking that out is a choice that you got to make. So you can walk according to the mindset of the flesh. And that's really the flesh. You know, people talk about it's your body and your members and stuff, and that's true. But in essence, the flesh is really a mindset. It's your old mindset driven by the appetites and the motivators of your old life. And so what I want to show you is that right now, there's no condemnation right now for those who are in Christ Jesus, for those who are born again. There is no condemnation to those who walk according to the Spirit. Let me show you the difference in what I'm about to say, and what I want to set up for you is look in verse, read the whole chapter on your own a few times this week, but look in verse 9. Look in verse 9, Romans 8, verse 9. But you, and now he's talking to believers, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So he's saying you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, meaning dwelling in him, you've not been born again, then he is not his. Notice the if. So you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you. So there's a difference with being in the flesh and walking according to the flesh. There's a difference with being in the Spirit and walking according to the Spirit. Every Christian, every believer who is born again, every person who's born again, you are in the Spirit. But not every, because he says you're in the Spirit if Christ dwells in you. But, and I hope this makes sense. It makes sense to me. It might be confusing to everybody else. But you can be in the Spirit. You can be saved. You can be born again. You can have a whole new identity with Christ in you, but not walk according to that identity. Not let that identity out through your life to where your daily experiences will not even change. You'll be saved, but you won't feel saved. You won't experience what it means to have a saved life because you're born again. You're saved because the Spirit of God dwells in you through your faith in Christ, but you've not matured, or you're not desiring and walking, you know, with a desire to live out and experience, walk in the Spirit. And notice the thing about condemnation that it says in verse 1 that we read, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So it is possible for you to be born again, be in the Spirit, meaning you are born again, but you experience condemnation all the time because you're not walking in your new identity. You keep making decisions and you keep functioning out of an old mindset, but yet you're a new person. So there's a tension in your life and a confusion in your life because you're saved and you think that when you got saved, maybe God was going to remove all your problems and remove all your pain and just make everything wonderful for you. But being saved is the first part. Being in the Spirit is the first part. The second part is walking in the Spirit. He goes on in this chapter, he goes on and he says, you know, when you walk in the Spirit, you know, if you just read the rest of this chapter, it's incredible as he writes through some of the stuff that his spirit will give life to your mortal body. Because walking in the spirit, you're occupied by the spirit. Write down this scripture, two scriptures I have you write down as you think about this. One is Galatians chapter 5, I believe it's verse 16. And it says, walk in the spirit and you will not walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it contrasts walking in the spirit or walking in the flesh. It doesn't mean walking in the spirit makes you saved, but it's walking out your salvation. And so that's the scripture I want you to look, because when you walk in the spirit, you can do what it says in Romans chapter 8. It says down here in verse 13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. For as many as are led by the spirit of God, these are the sons of God. So what happens is if you walk by the spirit, you walk by the spirit through that spiritual walk, you can actually put to death the deeds and the motivators of your flesh. So you can't in your flesh stop living in the flesh. You have to choose to walk in your new identity in the spirit in order to put to death the deeds of the flesh. So you got to choose to be led by the spirit. Another scripture you can write down in the same context is Romans chapter 6, especially down around verse, 18 and 19. He says this, that in the same way, he said, because of the weakness of your flesh, let me explain something to you. Because of the weakness of your flesh, in the same way that you presented yourselves slaves, the members of your body as slaves of sin, present the members of your body as slaves of righteousness. So he's getting real practical here. He's like, look, in the same way that you believed you were a sinner and you were a slave to sin, and so your body served sin, and you presented your body in a daily and practical way to sin, in that same way, present your bodies to righteousness. Present the members of your bodies to righteousness. And so if you're going to walk in the spirit, it's a choice. It's a choice, and you have a choice. If you're a born-again believer, you have a choice. You do not have to be a slave to sin. You don't have to walk in sin. You can choose to say, I am a child of God, and right now I choose to walk according to my new identity. I'm not going to walk by my feelings. I'm going to walk by my faith. I'm not going to be moved by what I see or what I feel. I'm going to be moved by what I believe. And what I believe is the word of God. So I do not have to sin. I don't have to give in to this temptation. I don't have to give in to this worry. I don't have to give in to this stuff. I choose right now to walk according to the Spirit, knowing that I'm loved by God, knowing that I'm accepted by God, knowing that He has loved me and made me righteous. And so that means there's no condemnation in my life. But if I choose to live in sin, I'm going to feel condemnation. And that condemnation is not from God. That condemnation comes from me opening the door to the flesh and to the enemy by walking in sin and walking in disobedience. So if I don't want to experience condemnation, oh, there goes the timer. So if I don't want to experience condemnation, then I've got to choose not just to be in the Spirit, but walk in the Spirit. And so the other scriptures, like I said, is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. You can read from there. And then Romans chapter 6, right around verse 19. You can read that. And today is the day that you can choose to walk in the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you don't have to walk in the flesh. So I love you. You guys have, we'll see you Sunday. Hope you have an awesome week. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that as we read the word and continue to study your word, Father, that through your Spirit, you will continually empower your people to know that we have been made new, and that now in our life, because we are saved, we don't have to walk in our old life. We don't have to walk as slaves and as prisoners to the temptations and the impressions that are that sometimes rise up within us, that we can take dominion over those feelings. We can take dominion over that worry. We can take dominion over that ungodly desire and choose to walk in the Spirit, and that you will empower us by your grace to live a lifestyle of obedience and unlock the blessing of God. So may your grace rest upon all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Love you guys. See you Sunday.